And where?
Who?
Who whistled at you?
Or
you
who,
got that?
Who taught you how to do that? Who?
Who taught you?
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call them a...
Tattletales.
Would you call a grown person a tattletale?
Why, certainly. I know plenty of them, and you do too.
What do you mean, a tattletale?
Well, that's talking where they ain't got no business and everything to get a hold of. They're delivering it to somebody else for a fact, whether it is or whether it ain't.
Do you ever hear people like that called a pimp?
Well, I probably have.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and...
gather it, make flowers, bouquets, or some kind of with a shrubbery.
Okay. And something that a child plays with is called a...
a toy.
What would you call a toy that a very small child has? Do you ever call it a play pretty?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Sure, honey, here's a play pretty. Take this. Yes, sure.
What would a play pretty be?
Well, it could be a little doll, it could be a little rubber something, anything that would cause them to not have something that would cause them to get hurt in their mouth to gnaw it or anything, because that's the first thing they're going to do, you know.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department had the machines in earlier, and now the road's all...
blocked.
Or
it's all blocked, probably.
We're talking about them
or torn up.
Hmm?
Or torn up.
Okay, here's another truck. And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You'd say, go ahead and do what?
Try it on.
Or what it on?
Put it on.
And you'd say, if I ask you how long you've lived in this parish, you'd say, well, I've what lived here?
All my life, probably.
Or another way of saying that.
Or so many years.
Okay. Or if I ask you how long the river's been there, you'd say the river has...
I don't know. It's always been here as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. And you'd say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you'd say she whacked him with a big knife. She took a big knife and she...
cut him.
Or she...
stabbed him.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
that's right.
To what it up.
That's right. Blocking lines.
What would you say you were doing? You would be...
be heisting it.
Okay. And we're talking about the cities and the states. You remember what some of the cities in Georgia are?
Some of the cities in which?
In Georgia.
No, you told me. I told you a while ago, don't fool me about them Georgia cities.
What about the biggest cities in Louisiana?
Well, New Orleans, you know, is the top. And there's Shreveport and Alexandria, places like that. You know.
What's the capital?
Baton Rouge.
And what country is Paris in?
What country is Paris in?
It's Paris.
Yeah, Yoma.
I'm going to borrow your boat.
Hills and ponds and fish ponds and things, and got labor going, and he's, I don't know what he's going to do. It's crazy, I think.
You say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all...
sudden.
Okay.
Hits you hard, don't it?
It comes all at...
worst.
And if you got 20 bushels to the acre last year, and this year you got 40, this year's crop would be exactly what is good.
Double last year.
Okay, you're exactly...
twice as much.
And